right, my talkers, it's Tuesday, October 5th. Beautiful day. We're hanging out with Lori and Julia. Being that it's Tuesday, we've got a fun study of Dove for you. Dirt alert, Holly is out. I'll be in for that fun action. And we've got some Hollywood news coming up right now with Lori and Julia.
Oh, my gosh, Grant.
Yes, we do. Well, Tom Cruise is gnashing his teeth and yelling at all of his Scientology helpers and assistants today. Because Russia has rocketed past Tom Cruise in the race to launch movie-making in outer space. A Soyuz MS-19 spacecraft blasted off at 4:55 a.m. this morning in Kazakhstan with the crew of Russian actors, producers, and, of course, real cosmonauts, as they're called in Russia, on their way to the International Space Station to begin filming scenes for a movie called The Challenge. And it's going to be on Russia's Channel One. And it's the first movie shot in outer space. And remember, Tom Cruise
all over
wanted
this.
To
yes,
do this.
He
so
did.
I couldn't be more delighted that the Russians have beat Tom Cruise. I just have to say. It's the storyline follows a Russian doctor sent to the International Space Station to save the life of one of the cosmonauts on board. Blah, blah, blah. And so Russia hurried because Putin wanted to beat Tom Cruise. He's got Top Gun. I'd like to have this.
Well, he's got a lot of money. We found out a lot about him in those
Pandora papers,
not mm-hmm. to be confused with the Panama Papers that mm-hmm. were just
10 years
last
ago.
Year. Yeah. Right.
Anyway, so Tom is yelling at people today. His Xenu plan didn't work out. But he consoled himself and landed a helicopter somewhere and tipped off the paparazzi.
He first skydived out of the helicopter right. that he was flying and then took a power jet and got next door and jumped back into the helicopter that was still in the air and then landed
there. There you go.
You can't just do, you know, the easy thing.
Reese Witherspoon is going back to her rom-com.
Yay!
It's been a while, and she's co-starring with Ashton Kutcher. And
cool.
I cannot say I'm a fan of Ashton, not really, but he was good in What Happens in Vegas with Cameron Diaz.
He was good.
I'm not embarrassed to admit it. No Strings Attached with Natalie Portman.
I liked that dumb movie.
Which was far superior to Friends with Benefits, which was basically the same movie with Mila Kunis, right. his wife, and Justin Timberlake. So these two are, here's the setup. Your Place or Mine.
Oh, perfect.
And it's about two long-distance best friends who change each other's lives when she decides to pursue a lifelong dream and he volunteers to keep an eye on her teenage son. Now, it's a new rom-com, and what I say about it is that a lot of the romance novels and horny novels of right now are about single moms for whatever reason that they're single. I mean, that
trend has been out there for years.
Well, I know, but it's
There used to be this group, Lori, about single moms. It was called We Care. And it was like on Friday nights, and it was like a mingling place for divorcees.
Oh, really?
Back in the 70s. Does mm-hmm. anyone remember that? My mom, that's where she met her second husband. That's where I know some other people met their husbands that, you know, were in-laws and things like that. Back in the day, it was called We Care, and it would be just a place you would go. So they like had this built-in place for divorcees back in the day.
Right.
So
that's all we know about the script. I don't know any
I just want to know if it gets juicy and lusty.
Well, Jesse Williams is in it, so that's on Formula 2, a second male character who complicates things.
What is Formula 2?
Formula. I mean, it's part of the Formula 2, having that second character.
I thought this is a new station. And I'm like, is this an oil brand by STP, Formula 2?
The formula. We were just talking about the rom-com formula.
I love a rom-com, though. I swear they...
We haven't had a whole lot.
We need more.
Now, you and I watched the HBO, gave us a little one-minute prequel. It's the,
The
Dragons, Game of Thrones. When it was arguably the last water cooler show that was on HBO. Well, I guess Mares of Easttown was, but Game of Thrones was huge.
House of Dragons.
It's called House of Dragon. It got highlighted. We knew they've been filming this forever. It's a prequel series.
Forever.
It takes place 200 years before the Game of Thrones timeline. And people who have read the George... R. Martin books, I mean, they already know like what's going to happen. The George R. R. Martin, they're going to know what happens. But
is he still alive?
Yeah,
he is.
That's okay. Why the last season of Game of Thrones went beyond the book, and Benioff and the other guy just came up with their own ending. They'd gone past the book. So
got it.
I will just say it looked great. Matt Smith, who played the young Prince Philip in The Crown season 1 and 2, is playing. They all have this white hair like Daenerys. You know, this is.
Yes.
And of course, there should be lots of dragons, but we did not get even a peek of a dragon. And at the end of the teaser, choose which way you're going to watch HBO starting at $9 a month. It was an ad. You know, they're trying to get people to sign
Come
up.
On.
But it's
well,
coming.
Of course, they're going to try to get people.
Yeah, this will, January of 2022.
This will get eyeballs.
I think so. I think it looked good.
I think 62 million people subscribe to HBO Max or whatever the damn thing's called. So I think it will, Laurie.
Yeah. It's just called HBO, and then you can get HBO Max if you just want to only have the streaming shows,
but which most people do.
Right, but I mean, there are some shows that are on HBO, remember, that aren't streaming. HBO has just...
They've confused us, and we have to have this conversation once every 3 months.
That's right.
It's ridiculous.
But the descendant of the Targaryens will end up on the throne, we know that, but this is the story of the House of Dragons 200 years before what we saw in Game of Thrones. I'm interested.
Of course, I'm interested because this just worked.
Grant, did you watch Game of Thrones?
I tried it 3 times, watched the first 3 seasons 3 times, and couldn't get past the names.
Okay.
Oh, well, here's the secret
to watching Game of Thrones. I discovered this the first season. Don't worry that you don't know what's going on or you don't know anyone's name.
That's what I was just confused.
It's all about the bits and dragons.
It's okay? True.
And just go along for the ride. Don't pay any attention. It's like reading one of those
With the dragon tattoo. Remember how hard it was to keep track of all those names? Lars and Snars and Spars.
Yeah, you just have to go along. But I mean, for this, like Game of Thrones and this big fantasy epic novel, it's like reading a historical novel about... You know, somebody
right now,
in
the Vanderbilts that I'm reading.
Yeah, whoa. And they have the family tree. Just go with it.
Got it.
Just don't even pay any attention to how everything fits. Enjoy the nudity, the sex, the violence, the dragons. Repeat.
When I get through Lupin, Witcher, Kingdom, Animal Kingdom.
You have to read. Like Beutrig of Eppenburg, because you'll die for that
last
one.
Kingdom.
The Last Kingdom. Write that at the top of the list.
And is anyone going to watch, my on Apple Plus? I mean, I know we're going to get to the morning show, but For All Mankind, the astronaut show.
I started it, Lori, and
so
I
good.
Just didn't.
So good.
I might watch the morning show tonight. I'm behind.
Yeah. Did you watch any of it?
Yeah, I watched the first one.
Yeah.
And I started the second one. I fell asleep, but I think I'm going to try.
Yeah. I've heard it's a little slow, but I don't care.
I don't care either.
Yeah.
We're easy to please.
We are.
Where do you think Britney should get married?
Well, I don't know, but I'm glad her mansion has been struck for bugs.
Okay,
and the surveillance
cameras.
Okay,
so her new attorney sends in, you know, a forensic team to go in there to find out where are all the bugs.
Where are all the cameras?
Think of how invasive that would be to have a camera.
Think of how he used that and weaponized that against her to make her feel like she was crazy. I'm very worried about Cher's mom. Cher tweeted last night that George has been in the hospital.
She's like 90 what?
Maybe 94 or something like that. She was a young mom.
Yeah, I know.
But Cher just wanted to let people know that she's been MIA on Twitter because she's been at the hospital with her mom. So that's just, you know, so she probably hasn't even had a chance to be in touch with Britney. And, but yeah, Britney, because they're buds. You know.
Okay, but has Madonna said anything?
No, but Madonna is going to be on Jimmy Fallon on Thursday night, and I'm expecting her to be...
I just don't want her to wear
aggressive. Yeah.
I just don't want her to wear the grills.
I hope not.
Wouldn't it be fun if she just was normal? It's not going to happen.
Yeah, no, I don't. I don't think that's going to happen. I really don't. I still.
We're so disappointed.
I'm still getting over her dancing in bloomers
because she has to cover up.
She has to cover up her butt flaps. Those big, huge pads. She's dancing in bloomers, which when I was a little girl, that was my favorite. Pajamas to wear those bloomers,
darling,
with the baby the doll top.
Darling,
that was just my favorite.
Yeah, and, darling, but she.
And then you could take them off and you could pull all your hair through the bloomer thing. And yeah. But she's dancing in them because
her butt implants are so big.
They're so unwieldy looking from the side. You can see the indent where you can put your hands to get a grip, like it's a pad on a teeter totter or something, you know. Get it right under there. And no,
it's a great description.
It's just not attractive. I mean, what do you do?
What do you do? You got to wear bloomers. She's got to dance in bloomers. My eyes are still hurting. I'm so upset.
Oh, my God.
No, Lori is so disappointed in her girl.
Oh, I get it.
Julia, if she met us, she would like me better than you. Lori said in like 2003. And it was a very true statement.
Now I don't think she'd like either one of us, to be honest.
We've aged out.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, we'd have to, like, she wouldn't like either one of us.
No. We're not fake enough. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
I know Grant and I are going to go see Halloween Kills, but
I'd like to, guys.
Jamie Lee Curtis and, you know, Kyle Richards was the little girl that she babysits. Lori Strobe babysits in the first one, and she has an acting gig. She's in this one.
I like that.
I know it.
So, I like that a lot.
I hope it's going to be good.
Yeah.
I hope it is. All right. Good luck. We got to go because it's time for Grant to bring us the dirt.
All right.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
All right, Grant.
All right, you guys. Well, let's start out with something we mentioned earlier in the show. We talked about how Adele was dropping her first single on October 15th. She teased it with a nice little short video with some piano music playing. Well, there's some more news surrounding her new album. It looks like we could have a possible TV show. If this album, surrounding her new album, I'm guessing some sort of performance-based show, one night type thing, if this album is released in time. She has been reaching out. Rumor has it that her team has been reaching out to all the different networks.
See what you did there. Rumor has it.
Rumor has it. Yeah, that they're reaching out to all the different networks that hopefully this is fueling the idea that there will for sure be an album by the end of the year. Did you say that it's coming?
November 19th is what they think
they're predicting. The date is so gonna be, who knows if we get the album, the single, and possibly a nice live on TV performance by her. Also,
she's
now
so gorgeous. I'm just watching the 10-second video.
The cassette tape.
Her eyes. Mm-hmm. Grant, you're so right about looking at her eyes.
Right in the beginning there. Wasn't that nice?
Good. Stunning.
If that was an 8-track, Lori, would that have hit a little harder for you?
I mean, a cassette tape is still
we still have them.
But who has a cassette tape in their car unless you have an older car?
You don't even have a CD player anymore.
I know, but I guess there's a thing you can put in your car so you can play CDs. There's
in the trunk?
No,
remember
no.
when they used to be in the trunk and you'd put like discs? Six in them?
Yeah.
Yes, the good old days of, I want to change my CDs. I'm going to get out of the car.
I got to pull over at this rest stop.
Yeah, moving on to another great singer, Britney Spears, is putting out a lot of gratitude towards all of her fans that started the Free Britney.
Oh, she thanked the fans,
didn't she?
She
went to Twitter and she basically said that because of you guys and your consistent resilience in freeing me from my conservatorship, my life is now in the right direction. Aww. And she also said that she hopes that this is now a movement to help Amanda Bynes as well. So, because we all know that she's under her own conservatorship and having some struggles too. So it's nice to see that Britney reached out to her fans, but she also, you guys, we talked about her posing, having a nude photo on Instagram a couple days ago, right after the trial came out.
Yeah.
And she posed another photo, a topless photo where she was wearing a, what looked to be it's a topless photo, but she had red bikini bottoms and red knee-high boots as well. So
and she's covering her breasts, her nipples.
Yes.
Who cares? Well, you can't be on Instagram showing your nips.
Nope. She said, "You heard me."
Shoot, I tried to post her picture yesterday. It was down of us nude. That's why I bounced.
That's why I kept bouncing back. Yeah, I love this caption though. She said, "You heard me." ... Kiss it. So I think she's out there kind of telling everybody, like, you know, some of the people that were against her.
Yeah, like her dad.
Like her dad.
Wouldn't let her leave the house without a bra.
Exactly. So now she can live her life and hopefully, you know, maybe we'll see some more performances. But we did learn yesterday that she might be planning on retiring, too. So,
well, she's too young for that. I hate when people say that and they'll say I'm never doing plastic surgery, too, when they're 12.
Right.
You're too young.
Good question. Good comment. Now, I got a question for you guys. If you had to pick, let's say, you know, Rolling Stones, Mick Jagger, how much would you pay to have one song performed by him at like a party at your house, Mick Jagger, because he seems to be your favorite.
First of all, you'd have to be so rich. I'd say I would if I had the money.
Yeah. Who, you would do it? Okay. Well, here we go. We have a couple in Las Vegas that got married. Now, Victoria Ferretta is the daughter of the owner of the Red Rock Resort Casino and Spa.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
And she had a wedding that was $34 million.
Oh, my word.
Mindy Weiss was her wedding planner, I guess a very popular wedding planner. And she paid Sam Smith $340,000 to perform one song, Stay With Me, which is pretty interesting.
That's how you spend $34 million on a wedding. It's those little one-offs like that that add up, Julia.
Yes, and Post Malone was also guest starring as well. So she...
Okay, now that would be...
One heck of a wedding, right?
Oh, man.
Yes, yes. So, well, and now more music news. Miranda Lambert, you guys, has revealed that she's got a new project. She just put this out on Instagram. She's going to be teamed up with her Pistol Annies and the band members, and they're going to create their first ever Christmas album. So,
that would be really good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's always said that she wanted to do it, and it's going to be a hell of a holiday, y'all. So, we'll see. The album is set to drop October 22nd, just in a couple weeks here, with 13 new tracks.
All right.
And we've been talking about the Jonas Brothers off and on, you guys. You know, they're getting into different things.
Did anyone ever read a review about their performance?
No one went to the show. They didn't have anyone cover the show from either paper.
For the paper? Okay.
Who was the... Angela went from our state, or she works...
No, she worked for Harry Styles.
Harry Styles, that was it. I thought she said that was good. That's a different one. Yeah. My apologies. Well, the Jonas Brothers have now gotten into the popcorn business. That's right. They're going to have their own popcorn and snacks brand. That's called the Naked Market, where they're going to sell different types of snacks and popcorn that is marketed off of those guys.
So somebody's approached them and said, do you want a license?
Skinny Girl is not selling as much as it used to, and we need a new name.
Really?
Skinny Girl is, you know, all over that popcorn business.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. That's the popcorn.
I don't buy that. I'd rather buy Orville Redenbacher Light.
Oh, and just make your own popcorn?
No, or, you know, just buy their brands. Mm. I just don't support that one. In the popcorn world, in case anyone's scared.
Okay. Good to know.
I'd like you to really come right out and take a strong stance against a company.
Against
a local company.
A low-fat popcorn. Skinny Girl is not local.
Oh, isn't it? I thought it was.
It's Bethany Frankel's company.
Oh, Skinny Girl, yeah.
What did you think I was talking about?
Skinny Pop or whatever.
That stuff is great.
Yeah,
no.
Okay, I was getting
mixed up. Oh, my gosh, no, Lori. I'm talking about Skinny Girl.
Skinny Girl, Bethany Frankel's popcorn. Okay.
Okay. Well, Jessica Biel news, we talked about that Justin Timberlake earlier is going to be selling his
bachelor pad.
I didn't know that he had a bachelor pad.
That was his bachelor pad.
Well, we've got some casting news for Jessica. She will replace Elizabeth Moss in Hulu's Candy Montgomery limited series. So she's going to be taking Elizabeth Moss's place. And it is a short series that is scripted about Candy Montgomery, which was now received an official green light. So that's good. And do you guys know who Candy Montgomery is?
I have no idea.
It's a colleague of theirs from Mad Men wrote this, right?
Yes, exactly. And it's about an infamous Candy centers on Candy Montgomery, the infamous Texas murderer, and her victim, Betty Gore. Here is the long, so basically in 1980 in Texas, Candy Montgomery seemingly had it all. Loving husband with a good job, a daughter and a son, and a nice house in the brand new suburbs. So then, but then all of a sudden, she randomly killed her friend with an axe, a church friend at that.
I vaguely remember
that. What year is this?
1980 it happened.
I kind of remember this too, but wow, randomly.
Yeah.
So I just happen to have an axe right here and I'm sick of you.
Yeah. Oh, then I'm going to run out of here real quick before the traffic. Okay. All right, guys.
Thanks, Grant. Good job.
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate this. Big shoes to fill for Holly. But we've got some traffic to talk about right now. My talkers, it's Tuesday. Lori's in for her beautiful study of...
This is the study of duh. With noted academic journal skimmer, Lori.
Everybody knows.
Everyone knows that, duh.
Well, I really could have helped out this university with this study because they've come up with a study that magic mushrooms increase your emotional response to music.
No, no bleeping duh.
Study it duh. By 60%, I'll let you know.
That's a huge increase.
It's a huge increase, but the reason why they're researching this is that they are wondering if microdosing mushrooms, magic mushrooms, because they never know how to say P-S-I-L-O-C-Y-B-I-N.
What is it?
Psilocybin?
Oh, that, yeah.
Psilocybin or something.
Mushrooms, that's what they're called, hallucinogenic mushrooms. Yeah. But they're wondering if they can microdose with mushrooms to treat depression.
Oh, this has been going on for years.
100%. Well,
microdosing for LSD. Okay,
oh, I've heard using, the mushroom. Okay.
Yeah, so they're...
You were gone when we talked about this.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They've psychedelics, you know, of course, you know, like even Harry Styles told a wonderful story about filming Fine Line, and he filmed it at Shangri-La Studios outside of Los Angeles, which for a long, long time, Beej from the suburbs owned that place. But he filmed at recorded Fine Line and talked about all the mushrooms they did while they were doing, recording the album. He said, we'd do mushrooms, lie down on the grass and listen to Paul McCartney's Ram in the Sunshine. But anyway, they are wanting to see if they can help if the magic, what is in the magic mushroom will help connections that are weakened in brain neurons when people have depression.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just further evidence. This was presented at the European College of Neuropsychopharmacology 34th Congress in Lisbon.
Wasn't that part of the reason why they became legal in Seattle? Because psychedelics are legal in Seattle. And I know that the big push and a part of it was due to this microdosing to help SSRIs and everything like that. So.
Yes. So anyway, but they were like, yes, it's 60%. And it's even a greater response than ketacerin or whatever that is.
Yes, that.
I think that's ketamine, though.
So, yeah, whatever that is.
So, I believe that's the medical term for ketamine, I believe.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Look at you, Grant.
Little study of duh, but yes, magic mushrooms do make an emotional response. I can think of a very vivid dance party in my mind when those were involved in the B-52s and a coffee table.
Me too, but not that same one. But I could picture myself there.
I
remember a very vivid moment.
Yes.
In Arizona.
Yeah.
We were all in a band.
We were not microdosing and not using responsibly, probably.
Nope.
Okay. Now, this is a study of duh. One of the things that people hate about having seasonal allergies in the time of the pandemic is because 7 out of 10 people worry that people will mistake their seasonal allergies
for COVID.
100%. I'm not sick.
100%.
Uh-huh. It has created another reason to hate allergy season, because 7 out of 10 people who suffer from allergies said it is now agony for them to have their allergy symptoms because of COVID.
Look at what happens when I sneeze. You like go crazy.
Well, you're a bleh.
Lori thinks I'm a bad sneezer.
You sneeze just like everyone else in your family. They all seem to have these explosive wet sneezes that makes everyone want to dodge for cover and get an umbrella.
You're just dodge for cover and get an umbrella. Hit the deck. A Rakiti just sneezed. Yeah. What's going on around here? Blah.
Blah. Blah. So yeah, people are just like, damn this allergy weather.
You're funny.
What's worse for you, spring or fall?
It's the state fair, and I still have it. I can still feel it in my voice. It still hurts. It's the state fair, whatever this is right now.
Do you sleep with the fan on?
Yes.
I've heard that when you sleep with your fan on, it moves the dusts around in your room a lot, which you breathe them in, which then clogs you up at night. So I love to sleep with the fan, but
I need the noise.
Me too. But you
maybe put a noise on like your phone or something.
Yeah,
Some white noise. I've heard that too, Grant. That makes sense.
Because I get so hot, but I could. That makes sense.
Yeah. Duh.
There you go.
Everybody knows.
Grant's giving us the study of duh. Okay. Now, this is not a study of duh, but it is a duh that we need to know about. Because if you think you know what the filthiest part of your bathroom is, think again.
Uh-oh.
Okay, it's this not your toilet.
Nope.
The handles to the faucet.
Nope.
Hmm. Your
not the toilet. It's not the sink.
It's the tub, then.
The germiest place in your bathroom.
Germy.
That you never clean.
It's the knobs to your toothpaste drawer or something.
No.
The fan?
The soap container.
No.
The hand.
We never clean this unless your cleaning person, if you're lucky enough to have one, does it. But I know I have never personally done this. It is the towel railing.
Oh, gosh. Good
it
call.
It is absolutely filthy. Filthier than anything else in your bathroom.
The towel railing. I never touch it because I touch the towels.
But the towel is drying off on the towel railing.
Look at that. Now, that is an interesting one.
And it is an ideal breeding ground. Towel racks, radiators, wherever you might hang your towel.
All right, fine.
They are really, really dirty. And they swabbed they did all these different bathrooms for bacteria, and they discovered that 60% of towel rails were in the really dirty category.
Well, that's just gross.
While only 10% of toilets were found to be really dirty. And the next place is sink plug holes.
Yes.
They just said you just got to think about it. The bathroom is a damp environment, so wherever you hang your towels, ideally you should clean that like 3 times a month.
Okay.
To
did you hear the how this all started out? If mm-hmm. you're not lucky enough to have a house cleaner,
yeah.
I have not had a house cleaner.
But you had one for years.
Oh, I
and
had
I did
one.
Not.
Oh, I've had, I know, Lori. I had one for years.
It was great.
Yeah.
Oh, those were the days, my friend. I thought they never end.
I just got a Roomba, and then that's kind of what I went with.
But, I just can't justify it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you know.
I miss a house cleaner.
Going from, though, like a family and, you know, working
and
all
dogs and everything to just. Being a solo,
you can do better with your
lonely
money.
Old cat lady that I am.
That's right. Start cleaning your bathroom
towel racks.
I clean all the time, and the crap just happens. Those box elder bugs are still rubbing me the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Just gonna say it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, one last study of duh. 1 out of 8 people say loved family members with opposing COVID views will not be getting a Christmas present.
That's funny. That's funny.
It's going to set up for a fun Christmas.
You know,
Christmas.
You wonder with all of this Facebook stuff and everything. That
oh,
is
aren't
just
you mad at Facebook?
So mad at them and how they polarized this country, and they knew they were doing it, and just every...
Jimmy Kimmel pointed out last night on his monologue, Facebook started with a fight.
The
Winklevoss and Mark Zuckerberg.
Yep, stole it from
him. He said, there you go. The whole stupid thing started with the fight.
I wish I couldn't be a part of it, but I just, with what we do and then with friends all over the country, but if I had a choice, I would get right off
of
Facebook.
I don't do Facebook. Lori does it. I never go
But on. I really, you know, like last summer, I engaged on Facebook more politically and stuff like that just because I was so fed up and pissed off about stuff, and mm-hmm. I got into some good rounders with mm-hmm. people.
And I'd be like, Lori.
Yeah.
You're like, Julia, you can't tell me what to do.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, I can. Please,
that's
my name. My name is the other half of that thing.
That's my only rule. As much as I want to engage in all that, I just don't.
You're
just
smart. Don't. That's just smart. Don't. Because.
But anyway, so people are it is upsetting. And the number one, this is the duh part of it, the number one thing on people's holiday wish list this year is 2/3 of the poll found that this is the number one thing that people want.
Travel.
Think again.
Family experiences.
Think again.
Gatherings. A
think
puppy.
Again. Julia, it's
a boyfriend.
The most obvious. Come on.
A Christmas tree. Santa. Yeah. What?
Cold, hard cash.
I never want that.
I thought you say cold hard D.
No, cold hard cash.
I never want that. I liked my choices better. A puppy.
Cold hard cash is
who wants that? But you, if you are going to get in the gift giving thing, I have seen more stories in the last 2 days about how the season is backed up, backlog. Mm-hmm. So more than ever, shop early this year.
Especially for kids.
Yeah. And more than ever, for certain people, feel good with cash. That's what they want.
I'll 68%
of people want
yes.
Cash. All right.
I like to give memories, Lori.
I know, but Julia, I bet your kids would rather have cash.
I could build a nice memory with that $40 too, you know.
I know it. All right, listen,
when we come back, we're going to celebrate a life well lived. Kind of, it's very sad news. Such a funny, funny guy. 78-year-old Alan Coulter, who was the Late Show with David Letterman announcer, has passed away. And we've just got a little, little Alan for you when we come back. Everybody, thanks for hanging out with us on this Tuesday. It's been a very productive day.
Oh God, I
around
hate that.
Here.
Yes. It has.
We had sad news. David Letterman's, the voice of David Letterman, CBS, Alan Coulter, passed away at the age of 78.
Kind of.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Red hair.
Yeah,
just darling.
You know, he's only
78. Died. We don't know what he died of, but he was in the hospital, and he had worked with Letterman following the retirement of Bill Wendell in 1995, which was Letterman's second year, and he stayed on that show until Letterman's May 20th, 2015 finale. Right. So we got a little audio for you.
Some sad news from the entertainment world this morning. Alan Coulter, the iconic voice of the David Letterman show, has died at the age of 78.
From New York, available as a four-door and sporty coupe, it's The Late Show with David Letterman.
Coulter took over as The Late Show announcer in 1995, remained there until Letterman ended his tenure in 2015. His duties went beyond introductions, though, often getting in on the act during comedy sketches. In a statement, David Letterman said in part, "A very sad day, but many great memories."
Mm. And he would show up in an Elvis jumpsuit, and David called him Big Red, and he was just very funny. He would rip off his shirt to sing a song, and he had that whole thing, Alan Coulter's celebrity interviews. Do we have that?
And that's what we've got some audio. This one's with Jerry Seinfeld, and he does a little back and forth with David. This is really funny.
You must think this is hilarious. I fail to see the humor, Dave. Yeah,
okay, but let me interrupt you there. I don't know what you're talking about exactly.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about exactly.
Now, wait a minute. I'm right here.
Hey, say the song and dance, jerk hole.
Huh? What?
You knew I worked my butt off to book this week's guest for Alan Coulter's celebrity interview. Right. Here, let me introduce him to you. Mr. Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, great. Great.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. By the way, Dave, congratulations on your new romance.
What do you mean?
Well, I just assumed you were dating Jerry's ass, seeing as how you've been kissing it for the last 20 minutes. Oh, Jerry, you are so funny. Oh, Jerry, you are just the greatest ever. Oh, get a room next time, Dave.
Alan, that's not exactly how it went.
That is exactly how it went. Hey, mark this down, ass.
What?
You steal my once more.
Right.
I'll tear that monkey heart out of your chest. I'll cram it down your throat.
Well, no, wait a minute.
You senile bitch.
Whoa! You
joke, boy. Next time, you buy me dinner before you screw me. Would you remember that? Or you'll be telling your little knock-knock jokes door-to-door, you goofy-looking.
Crimpy kind of red hair.
Yeah,
I liked it. Yeah, that was really
good. Grant.
Oh man, he's funny. He would take it to the limit, and he had a lot of fun.
Yeah,
he was cool.
Yeah.
Okay, I got to tell you guys.
Okay.
The Black Widow that we've been talking a lot about is finally going to be available. Well, it's been available, but it's for free now on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Starting tomorrow, so you can watch it.
I don't have Disney Plus.
I do.
I'll give you my code.
You watch it. I don't care.
I'm going to watch that.
Are you?
Yeah, I think, why not?
Oh, me too. I was just waiting for it to be free.
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, my boy, I got something finally. It's, you know, they're sharing the codes.
Oh, that's good.
They're sharing the codes after years of sharing the codes.
Well, Kelly Clarkson might have to change the codes to Montana because her ex-husband, or whenever he's going to be the ex, I guess she's bifurcated, so they're just working out everything. But the kid, he tried to say
that
the prenup, you know, wasn't valid. The judge ruled, no, it is valid. You're everything, you know, like you don't get Montana. And he flew into LAX today, and paparazzi stopped him, and he said, I still have that. You know, that's still my house. He might want to make a phone call to his lawyer.
Right.
Apparently, she's trying to get him to leave the ranch, but so far he's refusing. A source with direct knowledge told TMZ at this point, Kelly views Brandon as a squatter and is figuring out how to get him removed. Now that she knows he's in LA, this is a perfect time to change the locks.
Exactly.
Good for her.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What a story she's been going through, right?
Yeah. Yes. Boy, I can't wait to hear her new music.
That Christmas album?
Her songwriting.
Oh, she already has a Christmas. She has this famous Christmas song called Red.
Yeah, but she's doing a new Christmas album.
Right. Noel, I had her old one.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Celine Dion? What has she been doing?
She's doing, remember we talked
she's
about
doing her bio.
Her documentary. Yeah, she's not doing it, but someone else is doing it. She approves of it.
Remember, do you guys know that? Remember the single that's being released? It's called, love it. Christmas isn't canceled, just you.
Just you.
That's right.
That could be more pointed.
You're right, Grant. I think that's funny. Yeah.
And just FYI, if anyone is planning on traveling with a fake COVID vaccine card,
what's happening?
When you upload it to your travel program, Safe Travels, if you're going to Hawaii, wherever you might be going, you know, that's getting verified against the lot number with your name. You will be busted. It is a $5,000 fine.
$5,000?
And a possible year in jail. An ex-NBA player who used to play for the Timberwolves just got arrested in Hawaii for trying to travel.
Who was that?
Raven Randall?
Raven Randall.
Nobody big.
But. Or Lazar Hayward? Which one?
Lazar Hayward did.
Hayward was the first round draft pick.
Yep.
Way Lazar back Hayward. When.
Yes. Wow.
He retired in 2013, but he and another guy uploaded their fake vaccination cards to Hawaii's Safe Travel and promptly got arrested in Hawaii.
Yeah, former Timberwolves player that was traded over to Golden State, that whole story.
Andrew Wiggins,
he was saying, I'm not getting it. Yeah. And then they were going to, you're not going to get paid.
Yeah. $9.4 million he's going to lose. Total, if he wasn't going to play his games.
But he did get the shot yesterday.
But yet he's telling other people not to do it.
Yeah, it's weird.
He's such a dink. Mm-hmm. He's a
whatever. Dinkorama?
A dinkoranus. Mm-hmm. That's a big dink. All right, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody.
Job done. Off you go.